This year we'll cover the daf from Tes Zayin and Aleph through Tes Zayin and Beis, the top of Yud Zayin and Aleph. And the Mishnah reads as follows: Ba'arba prakim ha'olam nidon. The world is judged at four times of the year by Hashem. Ba'pesach al tefuah, the world is judged on the Yom Tov of Pesach for the grain of the coming year, but the produce product. Ba'atzeres al peros ha'ilon. On Shavuot, the world is judged for how much fruit the world will produce for that coming year. Barash Hashanah kol bay olam over in the fun of kivnei maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the members of the earth pass before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like bnei maron, which we'll see on the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches explains what is kibnei maron. Shenamar hayotzer yachad libam hameivin al kol maaseihem. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of humankind as one, and he understands everything they do, meaning he oversees everything that happens in the world. U'bechag, and on Sukkot, the fourth time of the year, Nidonim al Amayim. We have judgment over how much rain we're going to get. So Rashi explains, Barba prakim b'shana, four times of the year, ha'olam nidon, Kivnei Maram Mefarish B'Gemar, the Gemara will explain. Shenamar Hayotzi Achalibam, the Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara will explain what this is referring to. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, four lines down from the top. Hey Tevua, what Tevua do we get judged on for Pesach? Explain the first line of the Mishnah. Ilema Ha Tevua De Kaima. If it's referring to the tefuah that's already been grown, meaning tefuah that grew between this year's Pesach and that's already grown in the ground before Pesach and is going to be soon harvested, kohani harpaskid adu Allah emas itadun. So the Gemara asks, all of the harpaske means events, all of the things that have happened regarding this tevua up until Pesach, emas itadun, when were they judged for? Meaning the tevua has grown and things have happened to them in the field. So when did that judgment take place? Ella, you have to say tevua de mizdara. It's not referring to tevua that was grown before Pesach, but rather tevua that's going to be grown after Pesach. So remember that should come out techad dina mitdana. That all the tevuah is judged at one time of the year. That it goes from Pesach to Pesach. And the first day of Pesach, all of that coming year's tevuah is judged up until next Pesach. Well, if you assume that it's only one time of the year, this is a question. Vatanya, the Gemara asks the question, tevuah she'era bakari, if let's say tevuah that had some kind of damage that occurred to it, carry in this context refers to some kind of heavenly punishment against it, like a hail or a windstorm, or ones, or some kind of human damage is afflicted to it. Kodem haPesach lidonos l'sha avar. If it happened before Pesach, so it's judged based on the previous year. If the damage happened before Pesach, so that means it must be the previous year's Pesach was that which it was judged by. La'achra Pesach, but if the damage occurs to the grain after Pesach, nidonis l'haba, it must be that the Pesach that followed right before it was the cause of that judgment. So what that tells you is that there, given the fact that if the grain is afflicted after Pesach, it's based on the Pesach before, the Pesach that just happened, that judgment, but that's grain that's already growing. So how can you tell me that every year, once a year, it's only on Pesach that all the coming year's crop gets judged? Even if grain's already in the ground, from the Pesach before, it gets judged based on if things happened to it before Pesach, so the previous year, and this year, and the one for the coming year, is if things happen to it after Pesach. And the Gemara continues, Adam she'era bokeri o ones kol yom kippurim. If a person who had a seminal emission or some kind of bad thing happened to him before Yom Kippur, nidon l'sha'avar. This must be from the previous year's judgment. la'achar Yom HaKippurim, but if it happens to him after Yom HaKippurim, nidon lahaba, then that comes from the previous Yom Kippur's judgment. So Amar Rava, so Rava infers from here, Shmamina, you see from this brisa, Trei Dine Mitdana, that the tevua gets judged twice during the year. It's not just that it happens once that all that will happen after that judgment takes place. So what comes out is that the tevua that was planted before Pesach of this year and that which is harvested after Pesach is judged in two segments. The things that happen before Pesach of the year of harvesting, that must be that was already judged from the Pesach before, and that which happens after Pesach is nidon from this Pesach. So what are you going to tell me? Amar Abaye, Hilkach, if it's true that the tevuah is judged twice throughout the year, ki chazi inish de mitzlach zara afla, likadeim velizra charfa, de adem mati lemedayne kadim salik, that if you see someone, a person has success with tevuah that was grown in the beginning of the winter season, so it must be that it was judged from the Pesach before, and therefore he should finish up and continue planting up until the end of the winter. That way he should grow before Pesach. How do you literally translate that? Ki chazi inish de matzlach zara afla, if his late crop, meaning the winter crop, let's say in Cheshvan, is having success, likadeim v'lizra charfa, you should continue to plant in the winter, da ademat l'medayne, that before being judged, kadim v'salik, it will already be grown. Okay, so according to the Maskan of the Gemara assumes that the tevua is judged really twice a year. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi explains, Ilema, if you think hatevua de kaima, that the judgment on Pesach only goes on the tevua that's already grown, hashta b'mechubar umuchanes likatzer, it's connected to the ground and it's already being ready to be harvested, harpatke, our mikros, all the events, da'adu Allah, sha'avru Allah, that happened to it already. Well, that's already happened. But if it's referring to the next year's tevuah, dimizdara, sha'asid lizrom racheshvan haba, it's going to be planted in the coming cheshvan. So that teach me that t'chadina, there's only one din, pamachas, that this year's tevuah is all judged from Pesach. But if things happen, tevuah she'erab ha'krikon, barad o'shidafon, o'ones aide adam, the Bach explains, k'gon chayalos, if all these bad things happen to tevuah, so if it happens before Pesach, Nidonis l'sha'avar, kodlim shenizra, it must have been judged before it was planted in the first place. Da'ino Pesach shalashtakad. But if it happens after Pesach, nidonis l'haba, that refers to Pesach sha'achar zriyasa. And so too, when it comes to a human being, if keri happened to him in the previous year, before Yom Kippur, nidon l'sha'avar, b'yom ha'kippurim shalashtakad, nigzar alav. And if it happened after Yom Kippur, Lahaba, meaning Biyom Kippurim Sha'avar Achshav Bikiruv, the one that, the Yom Kippur that he just went through. V'chein Lashon Mishnah Masechas Nedarim, Kona Miayin She'ini Toim Chodesh Zeh, Asher B'chol Chodesh Kulo, V'rosh Chodesh Lahaba, Hu Rosh Chodesh Sha'avar Ata Bikiruv. The word Lahaba, you see from this Mishnah Nedarim, refers to something that you just passed. U'mishim De Kari Lahu Ishtakeid Sha'avar Kari laha dlakame lahaba. Since we call the previous year she'avar, we call the coming year lahaba. So what do you see from here? You see it must be trei dine mitzdina kolim zriyasa v'samach l'ketzir, before the zriya, the previous Pesach, and right before the harvesting, which is the after, right afterwards. So therefore, the Chazal had the following saying: Ki chazi inish de mitzlach zara afla. If a person sees that his late crop is having hatzlacha, chita v'kusames, different kinds of grains, shenizraim b'mar cheshvan, that are planted late in the season in cheshvan, she'ein m'marim l'ispashal, they don't quickly ripen, so likadim l'zara charfa, you should continue to plant in the winter the things that grow quickly. Hasa'orim m'maheres l'ispashal, like barley, is quickly ripens. Vizor mosa b'shvad v'adar, and you plant it in shvad and adar, to came into afla matzlach, since because the late crop had atzlacha, shmamino l'tova nidon b'pesach shavar. That's going to be positively judged, that you were positively judged in the previous Pesach. L'fichach imar lizroa b'revia shnia. You should, the Bach has changed the gear, so you should quickly plant in the second rainfall. Da'admat l'midayne b'pesach haba kadim salik. That before you're judged, based on the previous Pesach, the coming Pesach, kalim v'salik, it's already growing. V'kadal k'tzas, it's already growing, Rashi says. V'eino mar shuv l'iskalkal, it won't get ruined. So it comes out from this maskan of the Gemara. We don't have one gezera from the tevua at Pesach time. Everything will happen from Zeria to Ketzira. Of course it happens at Pesach, but if tevuah is grown before Pesach of this year and it's harvested after Pesach, it can get judged at two determinant points. The things that happen to it before Pesach go based on the previous year, and the things that happen to it after Pesach go based on this current year. So, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, just to clarify, it's not necessarily true that every crop gets judged twice. There's the potential for it to be judged twice. That if it's planted before Pesach, it will be judged on that. It will be judged based on the previous Pesach for things that will happen up until the coming Pesach, and then it will be judged again at that Pesach before it's harvested. Okay. So the Gemara continues about 12 lines down in the Gemara. Mani Masnisa, and who is the town of our Mishnah? Lo Rameir, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yosi, v'lo Rabbi Nasan. It's not, it can't be Rabbi Meir, can't be Rabbi Yehuda, can't be Rabbi Yosi, can't be Rabbi Nasan. Titania Hakol, the Brisa says, all is judged. People, Nidonim Barash Hashanah, v'gzardin shalem nechtam yom kippurim diver Rabbi Meir. That according to Rabbi Meir, all are judged in Rosh Hashanah, and their gzardin, their judgment is sealed on Yom Kippur. So according to Rabbi Meir, there aren't four times of the year in which one is judged. It all happens all in one shot on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol Nidonim Rosh Hashanah, V'gzardim Shalahem Nechtam Kol Echav Lecha Bizmano. That everything is judged in Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzardin is sealed at different times of the year. V'Pesach Al Tvua, V'Atzeras Al Peros Ha'ilon, V'Chag Nidonim Al Amayim. Shouldn't it be Nidonim? That doesn't make sense. It should be Nechtam. That language of Nidonim doesn't fit so well. V'adam nidon b'Rosh Hashanah, u'gzardino shalo nechtam b'yom ha-kippurim. But a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and his judgment is sealed on Yom Kippur. But again, that's not like our Mishnah either, because our Mishnah says the judgment of Peros and the judgment of Tevuah takes place those respective times, not on Rosh Hashanah, not just the Chasima happens on those times. Rabbi Yossi Omer, adon nidon b'chol yom. A person is judged every single day. That a person is remembered and recounted every morning, based on the pasuk in Eov. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Rabbi Nasan argues further and says, Adam nidon b'chol shah. Person is judged every single hour. Shenemar liragaim tivchonenu, that we are judged every minute. So the point is that our mission is not like any of them. According to Rameir, Everything happens in Rosh Hashanah. And that's not our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a split between the din that all happens in Rosh Hashanah and the execution of the din that happens multiple times of the year, and that's not our Mishnah either. And according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassan, a person is judged every day. V'chi temel olam Rabbi Yehuda ki. Maybe you'll tell me our Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi k'tani mas nisan ha-gzar din. But the Mishnah is only referring to the gzar din. That the gzar din of each person happens at a different time, like Rabbi Yehuda, and just that really the din, the judgment takes place on Rosh Hashanah, but the gzar din, the execution, happens at different times of the year. So, ihachi kashi adam. According to, if that's the pshat, then adam doesn't make sense, because our Mishnah says adam is nidon on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say it's gzar din. If anything, it sounds like our Mishnah is talking about the din itself, not the gzar din. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Hani Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael Hi. Our Mishnah is Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael, Ba'arba Frakin Ha'olam Nidon. The world is judged of four seasons. Be'Pesach Ha'atvua, Ba'atzeras Al-Peros Ha'ilon, following our Mishnah. Be'chag Nidonim Al-Amayim. The Adam nidon Rosh Hashanah, the Gzardino shelo nechtam yom Kippurim, and a person is in fact judged on Rosh Hashanah, and his Gzardin is executed, sealed on Yom Kippur. V'chik tani mas nisin. And when our Mishnah says that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, atchilas din kai, that refers to the beginning of the judgment process. It's a 10-day judgment process. Okay. Says the Gemara further, Amr of Chista, my time is Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say a person is judged every day? So the Gemara says, I don't understand Rabbi Yossi, Rav Chista's question. Kedika Amr Taimei. He gives an explanation. Vatif kedenu libikarim. What do you mean? A pasuk says you're a person is judged every day. No, anan hachi kamrina. This is what I meant to ask. Rav Chista says, "My time alo amar krabi nasan." Why does, if he assumes that once a person is judged every day, why is he lima krabi nasan? That happens all the time, every hour. So the Gemara answers, "Bechina, according to Rav Yossi, iyune ba'almahu. Bechina is not referred to an actual judgment, but just that Akash Baruch Hu analyzes what you do." So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Pekida nami iyune ba'almahu. Pekida itself. The word pekida can refer to simple analysis too. How does he know that pekida refers to actual judgment? El amrav chista, taime de Rabbi Yossi mehacha. La'asos mishpat avdo, u'mishpat amo Yisrael devar yom bi'amo. That to do the judgment of his servant and the judgment of his nation Yisrael every single day. That implies that there's a mishpat every single day. And the Gemara continues and says, "V'am Rav Chista." Rav Chista says, "Melech v'tzibur, a king and a congregation that stand in din before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Melech nichnas tchila l'din. The melech goes first to be judged." Shenaar lasos mishpat avdo u'mishpat amo Yisrael devar yom biyomo. That we first do the mishpat of the Eved, which is the king, and then referring to Shlomo HaMelech in the pasuk in Melachim, and then the mishpat of Klal Yisrael. My taima ibais ema lav orach ara lemetav malka barai. One answer could be that it's not appropriate to have the melech. Stand outside while the nation is being judged to wait for them. V'ibayis ema mikame delefush charon af, that we judge the melech before Hakadosh Baruch Hu's wrath is fully felt. In fact, we have this command of ches referring to the judgment of Klal Yisrael versus the judgment of the other nations of the world. That before Hakadosh Baruch Hu's wrath is fully felt, he'd rather judge the melech first. Amr of Yosef, Keman Mitzalinon Ha'idna Akzire V'Amriye. Who, according to who, do we pray for when we pray for people who are Are akitsire v'amire. What do these words refer to? Kitsire v'amire refer to kitsire are cholim, sick people. Mire are tamini chacham who lack strength. So who exactly are we, according to which shita do we subscribe to when we pray for their health? After all, if their din has already been established from Rosh Hashanah, then what sense is it in praying? Isn't their din already fixed? The Gemara says, "Kaman k'Rabbi Yosi." We're knowing like Rabbi Yosi that we say Adam is nidon b'chol yom. So, given that view, we daven for them every day. V'ibois ema la'olam k'Rabbanan. Really, we hold like Rabbi Yon, like the Rabbanan. But still, in all, you can still daven even during the year. Uchud Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak yafet sa'aka la'adam. Bein kodem gzar din, bein la'achar gzar din. That tzaaka, screaming out in prayer, works whether before the gzar din and even after the gzar din. Okay, let's catch up in the Rashi. As Rashi had said, we're trying to figure out who the town of the Mishnah was. V'chi k'tani masnisin arba prakim gzar din, like Rabbi Yehuda. So kashya adam. The Tani Masnisim Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yehuda B'Yom HaKippur Mamar. That our Mishnah says he's judge in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda refers to the execution. The Chasimah, the Gzar Din is on Yom HaKippur. V'chik Tani Masnisim Arba Prakim Atchilas Din. The answer is we hold the Tani of Rabbi Yishmael, and really the din of people happens in Rosh Hashanah too. And when is it referred to? But it's a 10-day period. That's why it says Atchilas Din Av Gzar Din to Adam Yom HaKippur. But the final judgment happens on Yom Kippur. So Anan Hachi Kamrinon. Again, we wanted to know what his question was. Hachi Kashulon. So the question of Rav Chista was, Ki Rabbi Nasan my time alo Amar. Why is he quote assuming that Vatif Kedena was an appropriate source? What about Bechina? Mishum the Kasavar Bechina Ein Zadin El Bodik B'Maisav. You see that Bechina is not considered a judgment; it's just considered a checking of his actions. Hilkach. Maybe Pekida also refers to checking actions. Now the Gemara says, no, Akitsire v'amriye. When we daven for sick people, Mefarish Meseches Nedarim, Kitsire Archolim, V'riye Tamini Chachamim, Shehen Tishushe Kalach. That's Kerab Yosi. Tamar Adam Nidon B'chol Yom, the Gemara Havamina. The Gemara thinks in the Havamina. V'yispaloshi dono also l'schus. We pray that he should be judged meritoriously. Punished with death. Whatever was judged already happened. The Gemara says, no, even tefillah works according to the Rabbanan, even after the Gzar Din. Says the Gemara further, four lines away from the wide lines. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Why does the Torah say, bring the korban omer Pesach time? Because the Pesach is a time when we're judged on tevua, and the omer is a korban of tevua. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, hevi lefanai omer bePesach, kedei shetisbarich lachem tevua shebesados. Bring a korban omer, the way I should bless the already growing grain in the field. Why does the Torah say bring the shtei alechem, which are the special korban for Shavuos? Because Shavuos is the time when fruit grows in the tree. Bring before me the shtei alechem on Shavuos, that way the peros ha'ilan should be blessed. Why does the Torah say bring Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkis. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Nasku Lefanai Mayim B'Chag Kedei Sheyisparchu Lachem Gish Meshana. That way so that the future rainfall of the year should be blessed. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, bring Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkis. V'imru Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says on Rosh Hashanah, say before me in the Musaf Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. This is a well-known Gemara. Malchios, why do we say Malchios Rosh Hashanah? Kedeshet Hamlichuni Aleichem. That way we should accept the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zichronos, why do we say Zichronos? Kedei That the remembrances of Klal Yisrael should be brought before Kadosh Baruch Hu for good. Ubama b'shofar. Through what? Through the shofar. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says, Lama token b'shofar shel ayil. Why do we use a shofar of a ram's horn? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tiku lefanai b'shofar shel ayil. Use a shofar of a ram. Kadesha ezkor lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. Umal ani aleichem kiu akadam atzmechem lefanai. Now I should remind you the Akeda of Yitzchak, and I will treat as if you yourself made an Akeda in front of me. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Token Rosh Hashanah, Lama Token. The Gemara asks, what's the question? Rachmana Amar Tiku. The Rabban Shalom said you have to blow shofar. Emma Ella Lama Meiriyim. Why do we blow a trua? Meiriyim. The Gemara says Rachmana Amar Zichron Trua. The pasuk says Zichron Trua. Ella Lama Token Umeiriyim Kashem Yoshvim. Why do we have, which we've seen in the last parak, we refer to the tekios de miyushav, the tekios before masaf, turn the page, the token, umeirim kishen omdim, and then we have tekios de meumad, during masaf. Why do we have two sets of tekios? Kidei la'arbev es ha-satan, to confuse the satan. Okay. Let's go back to Rashi on the bottom of Tazayin Amud Aleph. Rashi, the Ramaskal, Sha Pesach Zman Tivua, who the Pesach is the time of Tivua, Zman Sha Tivua Nidones Bo, the time when the Tivua is judged, and that's why we bring the Korban Omer Pesach time, Shte Alechem, Ye Ratsu, Al Peros Ha'ilan, they should be give atonement, they should give some kind of ritzui, appeasement for the fruit of the tree, Shehin Matirim Lahavi Bikurim, because the Shtei Lechem is also Matir, it allows us to bring Bikurim from the first fruits. Shein Mivim Bikurim Kodem Atzaras, Tichsev Bikurei Ketzir Chitim. The din is that we don't bring Bikurim before Shavuos, because Bikurim is when the harvest, the Chag HaKetzir is. Vanisha Mati, Derbiyudu L'taymei, Derbiyudu L'shitaso. To Azla Kemand Armis Sanhedrin, Eitz Sha'acho Adam Harishon Chita Haisa, that the eights that Adam Harishon ate from was in fact grain. It was chita. It was wheat. And that's why this is Rabbi Yehuda here as well. Rashi continues on Tazayin of Abayz. Kidela Arbev, that we should mix up the Satan. Shalo Yastin, that he should not prosecute against us. That when he sees Klal Yisrael engaging in mitzvos in a loving way, his claims get stopped. The Gemara continues, the second line on the bottom of Tessayim Abayz, Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, another saying from Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana She'en Token La'Mitzchilasa, any year, if you don't, that you fail to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Shofar in the beginning of the year, like you don't, you decide not to on your own, Meirin La'Bisofa, will blow Shofros at the end of the year, out of Tzaros, will be punished by having to blow Shofar over all the Tzaros that are happening to us at the end of the year. My taima, the low ear bav satan. Why is it that by failing to tekiya shofar, we have sorrows in the coming year? Because we didn't mix up the satan. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says another thing. Kol shana sherasha b'tchilasa. Any year that we engage in on Rosh Hashanah as if we are poor people, by asking a Kadosh Baruch of everything that we need, mis asheres b'sofa, is very rich at the end of the year. When we refer to the beginning of the year, it says mireishis, referring to the beginning without the aleph. So we focus on the letters reish shin saf, which refers to the lashon of rash, poverty. Va'ad achris, until the end of the year, so far, sheish la'achris, meaning the end of the year is a year in which there's a positive end. V'amar b'yitzchak, ein danim es ha'adam elefli ma'isav shal osa shah. When a person stands in front of din, in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu with din, he's only judged based on his actions of that time. Shenamar Kishama Lokim Akol Anar Vaasher Husham. That Akash Baruch Hu listened to the voice of the child where he was. So based on that drasha of Vaasher Husham, that Akash Baruch Hu listened to Yishmael where he was, you see from here that Akash Baruch Hu judges people based on the state that they're in. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak had another saying. Shlosha dvarim askirim avanosav shel adam. There are three things that cause a person's sins to be mentioned in Shemayim and judged over them. Ve'iluhain. If a person passes underneath kir natui, a damaged wall that's leaning over, it's about to fall over, because he's putting himself in a makom sakana, so in a dangerous spot, so his sins are recounted. Ve'iyun tefila. And if a person assumes that his tefilos will be accepted, that he thinks he has rights to say that his tefilos should be accepted, u'moser din al chavero. Or if a person chas v'shalom davens for his friend, that he should get punished. So based on but through these three things, a person's sins get recounted and he gets judged. To Amr Rabbi Hanan says, kol ha'moser din al chavero. If a person offers up the din of his friend, who nanash tchila, he is punished first. Shenamar v'tomer Sarai al Avram chamasi alecha, that Sarai said to Avram, my anger, my guilt is against you, that Akash Baruch Hu should judge you. Uksiv v'avol Avram l'Sarah l'sbol l'Sarah v'liv kosa, that Avram had to give hesped for Sarah, that Sarah died early, and Sarah died early because she was moseres din on Avram Avinu. Wow. The Gemara continues. V'amar b'Yitzchak, arba dvarim mikarin gezar dino shel adam. Four things cause a person to tear up the evil decree against the person. Eluhin, tzedakah, giving charity, tzedakah, prayer, shinu hashem, changing a person's name, Vishinu Maisa, and doing tshuva. That's how we have that phrase, tshuva tefila tzedaka ma'avir misrova ha'gzeira. Tzedaka, how do we know tzedaka is koras, because it tears up the gzardin? Dechsev, utzedaka tatzil mimaves, that giving charity saves a person from death. Tzedaka, how do we know shouting out tears up a person's gzardin? Dechsev, vayitzaku al Hashem, atzar lahem, that they cry out to Akash Baruch Hu while they were in a bad, in difficult times. From their troubles, Akash Baruch Hu saved them. Shinu Hashem dechsev Sarai ishtecholo sikra shema Sarai ki Sarah shema. That Akash Baruch Hu said that Sarai's name would be changed to Sarah. Uksiv uberachti osa v'gam nasati mena l'chabein. That he blessed Sarah with a child because he changed her name. Shinu Maisa dechsev. What's the source that tshuva tears up the gzar din? The pasuk says, "Vayar halokim es maaseyam uksev vayinachim halokim al ra'ash adiber la'asos lahem v'lo asa." Referring to Ninveh, Akash Baruch Hu saw their actions, that they did tshuva, and Akash Baruch Hu relented on the wicked that he was going to do to them, and he didn't do it to them. And then the Gemara says, "V'yesh omrim af shinui makom." Even changing a person's place helps. Dichziv vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha me'artzecha. That Akash Baruch Hu told Avram to leave Eretz Canaan, leave Chara and go to Eretz Canaan. The Hadar, and after that it says, "V'eschal legoy gadol." I will make you into a great nation. Akash Baruch Hu blessed Avram Avinu after having left Mitzrayim, after having left his old neighborhood. V'idach, why did Rabbi Yitzchak not mention this? Hahu zechus de'artz Yisrael huda hanyalei. He says, no, that's not a raya. It's not a proof that really changing a person's location is something that causes tearing up the gzar din. That's a special thing about Eretz Yisrael. Let's catch up in Rashi. The second Rashi on the page, Tazayin of Ebeis, Shirasha b'tchila. That's weak in the begin. A person gives himself the posture of being poor in the beginning of the year. She Yisrael osam atzmam rashim b'Rosh Hashanah. They make themselves poor on Rosh Hashanah. L'dabar tachanunim u'tfila, that they speak with supplications and prayer. Ki'inyan shenamar tachanunim yidaber rash. like a poor person davens, shel osa sha'a, that a person is only judged at that time. Vafilu asid leharshia lacharzman. The chiddush here is, even if Hashem kav yachol knows that he's going to be wicked in the future, still we say shenamar basher husham. Umatzinu bebrachus rabba. The medrash says, Amru malachay asharis lefner karsh baruchu. The malachim said to karsh baruchu, Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Misha asid nimbanav lahamis es banecha betzama atamalo lo be'er. The Ishmaelim, who in one day would kill Jews through thirst, you're giving them a well to drink from. Shenemar masa ba'arav, likras tzama hitayu mayim. Based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says shahayu motziim likras hagulim, that the Yishmaelim went to greet the exiles from Yerushalayim, mine meluchim, they gave them flat, salty foods, vinodos nefuchim, and these empty jugs, and they caused them to die through thirst, kedisa hasam. So therefore, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu give Yishmael the be'er? He was going to kill the future Klal Yisrael, his descendants would kill the future with tzama. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, right now, Tzadik or Rasha, the Tzadik or Rasha, Amr Lahem, Amr Lo Tzadik, he's righteous right now. Amr Lahem, Basher Husham, Anias Adonis Olam El Bishtaito, it can only judge the world where it is right now. Kir Natui, this refers to one of the three things that a person passes over, it causes his sins to be mentioned. Kir Natui, Va'over Tachtav, and he's passing underneath it. Maskir Avonosav, they mention his sins. Sha'omer Klum Ra'oizel Leasos Lones, we have to see if whether or not he merits a miracle to be saved, because he's in a naturally dangerous place. And through that he's checked. What does that mean? So he relies on his tefila, that should be listened to. And he thinks he deserves it. Moser din, kemo yishpot Hashem b'ni u'b'necha, like the pasuk says by Sara Imenu, that Karsh Baruch Hu should judge between the two of us. Omrim, klum ra'u hu she'anish chaveru al yado. We're saying that you deserve punishment based on what your friend says. Ve'av Avraham hu kavaru sa. Avram ended up burying his wife because of this. Shinui ma'isa shav mira aso, that they did tshuva. Okay. Says the Gemara further, three lines down in the wide lines. V'amr v'yitzchak, chayev adam l'hakbil p'nei rabo b'regel. A person is obligated to do mekabel p'nei rabo b'regel, to greet his Rebbe on the Yom Tovim, shene'emar, because it says, regarding the Isha Shunamis and Elisha, Madua at holachas elav hayom. Why are you going to Elisha today? Lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. It's not chodesh. It's not one of the months. And it's not a Shabbos. Michlal, that implies though, to bechodesh v'Shabbos ibayla lemeza, that she had to visit if it was Rosh Chodesh or a Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah to makbel mekal pnei rabo on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, and for sure on Yom Tovim as well. V'amar b'yitzchak, chayav adam l'taras atzma b'regel. A person is obligated to purify himself from the tumah, from ritual impurity, by the Yom Tovim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, u'b'nivlasam lo sigau. You should not touch the nevel, the corpse of a dead animal. So, and that refers to, and this is referring to the regels. We'll see. Tanya mihachi, the pasuk, the Bryce explains. You can't touch a nevela. Yachol you Yisrael muzhar mamaga nevela. You might think there's a havmin that regular Yisraelim have a lav of touching nevela. That would be wild. Tam lomar amral kohanim bnei Aaron, that the specifically a lav of tumas meis for kohanim bnei Aaron muzharim. Bnei Aaron cannot be mistame to a meis. B'nei Yisrael ein musharim. B'nei Yisrael have no lav of tumas meis. Of a dead body of a person, if there's no lav for them to come in contact with a dead person, then for sure, v'alo dvarim kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. Umat tumachamura, just as tumah chamura, meaning tumas mace, the actual avi avos hatumah of a dead body, kohanim musharim, yisraelim einim musharim, kohanim are the ones who are enjoined against it, but yisraelim are not. Tumah kala, which is tumas nevele, more lenient form of tumah, lo kol shekein, is not a kavachomer. When there's a special din of not becoming tameh, that's beragel, must be on yantif. Rashi writes, "Diramastil ubi nivlasam osigo." The fourth to last Rashi, fifth to last Rashi, ubi regel mishtoikra. The psukim are referring to the yom tovim. Can the farish for azal kameh bebrisa? As the Gemara explains. Further, Am Rabbi Chris Bidai in the middle of the page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Sfarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishon Gemurim. One book is of the Rishon Gemurim. The Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. One is of the Tzadikim Gemurim. The Echad Shal Benonim. They're those who are right in the middle. Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtavim Nechtamim La'alter L'chaim. Tzadikim Gemurim are immediately signed and sealed into the Book of Life on Rosh Hashanah. Rishayim Gemurim, completely wicked people, Nichtav v'nechtam la'alter l'misa. They're immediately signed into the Book of Death on Rosh Hashanah. Beinoniim, those who are intermediate, Tuluyim v'omdin, literally hang in the balance. May Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim. Zachu, they wait from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. If they merit and they do tshuva, which is what the Rambam says, and Rabbeinu Chananel says the same thing on this Gemara too. Nichtavim l'chaim, they're signed into the Book of Life. Lo zachu, if they don't merit, they don't do tshuva, nichtavim l'misa, they're signed to death. They're written into death. Amar Rabbi Avin, my kra, what's the source that there are three svarim? Because the pasuk says that David HaMelech said regarding his enemies in Tehillim, Yimachu me sefer chayim, they should be erased from the sefer, the Book of Life. Vim tzadikim ayikasev, they should not be written with the tzadikim. Yimachu me sefer, they should be erased from the book. Zas sefer shal rishon gemurim. That means that he wanted them not to even be written in the rishon gemurim. Even worse, chayim. This is so. But in any event, that sefer refers to the sefer of rishon gemurim. Chayim, the Book of Life. Zeh Sifran Shal Tzadikim. Therefore, it's the Sefer of Tzadikim, of righteous. The Im Tzadikim, with the Tzadikim, Zeh Sifran Shal Benonim. This refers to the Sefer of the Benoni. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Ar Mehach. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak gives a second source. The Im Ayin, regarding what Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Cheda Egel, that if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, mechinina misifrecha asher kasavta, erase me from the sefer that you write. Mechinina, erase me from zeh sifran shal rishayim, misifrecha, from your sefer, zeh sifran shal tzadikim, asher kasavta, that you write, zeh sifran shal binoniim. Okay, Rashi explains. Shlosha svarim, sifrei zikaron, there are three books of remembrances, shal maisa habrios, of what people do. L'yom adin, kishiyichyu ha-meisim. Rishayim gemurim, completely wicked people. Rubam avonos, I mean the majority sins. Beinonim is machta al-machta, literally half and half, halfway. The Gemara continues five lines from the bottom. Tanya Beishamay Omrim Shlosha Kitos Hem Liyom Adin. There are three groups of people who will be Liyom Adin. This is what Rashi referring to. Kishiyichyu Hamesim. By Tchias Hamesim, there will be three groups. Acha Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, the people of who are complete tzadikim, they have majority merits. Va'acha Shel Rishayim Gemurim, people who are complete Rishayim, they're a rove of sins. And there's also going to be a middle group, machta machta, halfway.
Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtav Nichtam La'at L'Chayam Abba. They're signed and sealed. Tzadikim Gemurim are signed and sealed immediately for eternal life. And they don't go to Gehenim at all. Rishayim Gemurim Nichtav Nichtam La'at L'Gehenim. The Rishayim Gemurim are sentenced to Gehenim, to hell. Shenamar V'Rabim Mi'ishene Admas Afarya Kitsu. Many of those who are sleeping in the ground, literally the dead, will arise. This is a pasuk in Daniel. Eil l'chay olam, some to eternal life. Ve'il l'charafos l'diron olam, and some to eternal damnation. Benoniim yordan l'gehenem, the Benoniim, they go down to Gehenem for a little while. Turn the page to Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Umitzafzefim, and they literally they scream out from pain, from the Yisurim, the Olim, and then they come up to the Olim Haba. Shemar veheveisias hashlishis ba'esh. I'll bring the third group through fire. Vitzuraftim kitzrofes akasaf. I will purify them like one purifies silver. Ubechantim, and I will test them kivachonas hazav, like one tests gold. Hu yikra v'shmi, and then they'll call out of my name. Vani anau so, and I will answer them. Valeim amra chana, and regarding them, chana said in Shmuel, Hashem meimisu mechaye umarid sheol v'yaal. Hashem takes life and gives life. He kills and he allows to live. And he brings people up from Gehenem, from Sheol. Okay, that's all Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel argue. V'rav Chesed, what does V'rav Chesed mean? Mata klape Chesed, Hakarsh Baruch Hu, as if to say, tips the scales in their favor. So the Beinonim are treated like Tzadikim Gemurim. And they don't go to Gehenem. V'aleim Amar David, Ahavti kishma Hashem es koli. That I loved Hashem because he listened to my voice. Valema Mar David kola parsha kula dolosi v'lioshia. That whole parak in Tehillim refers to those. We say this in Hallel. I was impoverished, and Akash Baruch Hu saved me anyway. That Akash Baruch Hu is mata klape chesed for all these people. But there. So what about so that's all one, that's all the Rishayim Gemurim, the Tzadikim Gemurim, and the Benonim. And the Gemara continues. Poshe Yisrael Begufan, those who are sinners with their bodies, meaning very, very deep seated sinners. Uposhe Umos HaOlam Begufan, and the sinners of the nations of the world Begufan. We'll see exactly what that means. Yardin leGehenem v'nidonim ba'shnei masar chodesh. They are brought down to Gehenem and they're judged for 12 months. La'achar shnei masar chodesh gufan kala. After 12 months, their bodies are destroyed. V'nishmas and nisrefes, and their souls are burned. What exactly this means? I'm not sure. I'm not exactly versed in these things. V'ruach mifazartan tachas kapos ragli tzadikim. And the wind blows them underneath the feet of tzaddikim. Shenamar v'asosam rishayim, and you shall conquer. You shall crush the rishayim. Ki yu efer tachas kapos ragleichem. They should be like dust, underneath their feet. Aval, but there's even a fourth category. Haminim, those who were complete heretics. Rashi says it refers to the tzaddik, tzedukim and baitusim, those who rejected the Torah Shemal Peh, the hamasoros, and those who are the ones who are malshin klai Yisrael. They tell us about klai Yisrael to the non-Jewish government to take their money away. V'hamishumadim, and those who convert out of Judaism. V'apikorsim, and those who are complete heretics. Rashi explains even those who are mevazat hamidi chachamim. Vishakaf, those who embarrass Tamini Chachamim. Vishakafru Bitchias HaMesim. Those who reject, those who deny Tchias HaMesim. Vishapirshu Midarchei Tzibur. And Abikorsim, what are Abikorsim? Refers to Shakafru Batorah. I'm sorry, they reject the divine Torah. They reject Torah Min HaShemayim. Vishakafru Bitchias HaMesim. They reject Tchias HaMesim. Vishapirshu Midarchei Tzibur. And they separate themselves from the ways of the community. Vishenasnu chitisam be'aretz chayim. We'll see exactly what that means. We don't know. We'll see what that means. Nasnu chitisam be'aretz chayim. Vishechatu vechdius harabim. And they sinned and caused others to sin. Kigon, for example, Yeravam ben Nevat v'chaverav. Like Yeravam ben Nevat, one of the figures in Tanakh, who caused other people to sin. Yordim leGehenem, they go down to Gehenem. V'nidonim ba l'dorei doros, no judge there forever. Shneamar v'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei Hashem haposhim bi, they shall come out and they shall see this, literally the corpses of those who sin against me. And even if Gehenem kale, if the, let's say, the punishment in Gehenem ends at a certain point in time, the punishment in Gehenem will end. Still, hein einam kalim, they are still punished forever. Shneamar vitzuram levalos sheol, that their forms will be destroyed in Gehenem forever. The kol kach lama, why are they eternally punished like this? Mipnei shepashtu yideim bezvul, because they caused through their sins the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. Zvul refers to the Beis Hamikdash, Shene'emar, Mizavul, Lo. Why is it that they have Tzuram Levalo Sha'ol, an eternal punishment? Because Zavul, Lo. Because they caused the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. Vein Zavul, Beis Hamikdash, Shene'emar, Bano, Banisi, Beis Zavul. I built the Beis Zavul. Lach, for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Valeim Amra Chana Hashem Yichatim Mirivav. Chan and her tefillah said about them that Hashem breaks those who fight with him. Amr Yitzchak Bar Avin, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin said, Upneim Domin Leshule Kedera. Their faces look like the black side of a pot. V'amar Rava v'inu mishapire shapire d'bnei machoza u'mekarim b'nei gehenem. These rishayim are of the most beautiful people in machoza, meaning they can be the most beautiful people u'mekarion b'nei gehenem. And after their death they're called b'nei gehenem. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi on the bottom of Tezayin on the base. Liyom Adin, Kishayichyu HaMesim, referring to Tchias HaMesim, Rishayim Gemurim, completely wicked people, Rubam Avonos, they have majority of sins, Beinoniim, Machta Machta, they're halfway, half and half. Umitzavsifim, Tzoakim, Ubochim, Mitoch Yisurin Shah Achas Ve'olim. According to Beis Shammai, the people who are in Gehenna, who are Beinonim, they cry out through for one period of time, and then they come up from Gehenna. Mataklap Echas, HaKadosh Baruch, according to Beis Hillel, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tips the scales for them. Hol Machta Machta, since they're halfway and halfway, Heim, Matas HaChreya Letzatzchus, he tips the scales Letzatzchus, Ve'ein yordan leGehenem, they don't get Gehenem. Begufam, their poshe yisrael begufam, the kamei mefarish, we'll see what this is later on. Haminim, the apikorsim, the heretics, ha'anashim asher hafchu divrei elokim chayim l'ra'a, they rejected the words of a living God for wicked. Kon tzidukim u'baytusim, certain groups, dissident groups that rejected our mesorah. V'ha'mosaros, malshinim, the talebearers, Shemosim Mamon Yisrael Biad HaOvde Klechavim, they are Moser, the money of Klai Yisrael, to non-Jewish people. Apikoros Mevazot HaMinei Chachamim, Shekofru BaTorah, Ha'omrim ain't Torah min hashamayim. They say there's no Torah. Torah is not divine. Shapir shemidarchei tzibur lo gar sinan. Dahainu kol hani d'le'el. We don't need, according to Rashi, to have the girsa of they were poor shemidarchei tzibur, because this all refers to the people who separate themselves from the community. V'hach masnisim b'seder olam. It's a price in the seder olam. V'achir sin la hasam shapir shemidarchei tzibur kigon. What does that refer to? Haminim v'hamisuros. Midarchei tzibur, midarchei Yisrael. V'shenasnu chitisam. The Kama Mefarash, we'll see what that means. They put their chitis in the Eretz Chaim. V'tzuram kemo tzurasam. Their form is destroyed in Gehenem. Shepashri deyem bezvul, because they caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Shehecherivu Beis HaMikdash ba'avaynam. That on account of their sins, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They were very fat and they were very pampered. Umikaryan b'nei Gehenem, they'll be called b'nei Gehenem. Kach yikra'u lahem. This is what they will be called. Okay. The Gemara continues and elaborates. In the middle of Yud Zayin of an Aleph. Omar Mar. Mar said, Beisil omrim fil rav chesed mate klape chesed. That the Benonim don't get Gehenem because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mata the kaf towards chus vakisiv vehevesias hashlishis ba'esh. But the pasuk says that we mentioned before in Zechariah that a third group goes through the fire. The Gemara says no hasam beposha Yisrael begufan. That refers to the posha Yisrael begufan. How could that be? Posha Yisrael begufan va'amris leslihu takanta. I thought we said Poshe Yisrael Begufan have no tikkun in Gehenem. They are punished forever. No. Ki leis lehu takanta. When do the Poshe Yisrael have no takana? Berov avonos. That's if there are rov avonos and there are Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Hacha machta avonos u machta zechuyos. V'isbehu nami avon de Poshe Yisrael Begufan. They're halfway, half and half, but their sin is a particularly serious one. They happen to be Poshe Yisrael Begufan. So, lo sagile de la vevesis hashlishis ba'esh. They can't get away scot-free without being punished with some form of Gehenem. Ve'im lav, and if they don't have poshe yisrael begufam, rav chesed matza klapei chesed akarsh baruch hu tips the scales l'tzad chus according to Beis Hillel. Okay. Ve'alei, on them, the pasuk says, Amar David ahavti ki yishma Hashem. I love the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu listened. And we mentioned this before. What does that mean? Darash Rava, my dichsiv, ahavti ki yishma Hashem. I love that Hashem listened to me. Amar Knesset Yisrael lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu. The Knesset Yisrael said before Kosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, imasai ani ahuva lefanecha. When am I loved, beloved in front of you? Bizman shata shomer kol tachanunai. When you listen to my tachanunim, my pleas, dalosi, I'm impoverished, v'liya hoshia, and yet you save me. Afa pishadala ani mina mitzvos, even though I'm weak in mitzvos, li noel hoshia. Akash Baruch Hu still saves me, eiz mata chesed klape chesed. Okay, and now the Gemara explains, posha yisrael begufam, mind you, what's considered a posha yisrael begufam? Amarav, Karkaf to the Lamanach tefillin, somebody who's never worn tefillin. That's a very, very serious thing not to wear tefillin from this Gemara. Poshe umos ha'olam begufan. What is a poshea, a sinner of the umos olam with their body? Amarav ba'avera. That refers to sexual immorality, and part of the explanation might be because b'nei Noach, even non-Jews, are responsible for that. V'shenasnu chitisam be'aretz chayim. They put their fear in the land of the living. What does that refer to? Aruch Chista? Zeh parnas hamatil eima yiseir al atzibur shelo l'shem shamayim. That is somebody who is a leader of the community who puts fear on the members of the community shelo l'shem shamayim, not for a good reason. If a person puts unnecessary fear on the community, he'll never have a son who's a Talmud Chacham. Shenamar, Lachain Yireuhu Anashim. Therefore, those who cause people to be afraid, if he puts fear on others, Lo Yira Kol Chachmei Lev. He won't see anybody who's wise. Okay. And that's what this means. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "The Amris leslu takanta." I thought the Poshe Yisrael begufam have no takana. Denas and Afer, they become dust. Va'achav etziraftim kitzrofes hakasef. But I hear I'm saying that you can purify them just like one purifies silver. Shiyim reku yisurim es avonam, that the yisurim will remove their sins. Dala ani b'mitzvah. And the Gemara explained, no, that's only if you have poshe yisrael begufam as one of your sins. But you're machtza machtza. Dala ani b'mitzvos, I'm weak in mitzvos. Kigon beinonim, like those who are the beinonim, the intermediate people. She'ein zechuyoseyam machriyim litlos lehem b'schusam, that their merits are not sufficient, that the judgment should be swayed in their favor. V'li yehoshia, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me, lahatos klape chesed. Good. Amar Yehuda Garcia, we say Amar Yehuda, we don't say V'lo Garcia and D'Amar, we don't say D'Amar of Yehuda. Okay, we'll stop the shir here. In the middle of Yud Zayin Aleph at Beis Hillel Omrim.